Rishalmi, Shviyas Daf Yud, Mishnah on the bottom of the test some of days. Mishnah continues with the malachos that are allowed to be done in the sixth year, and let it be continued done until Rosh Hashanah, which we said already explained yesterday that what this means is that you're allowed to go ahead and do so because it's not an actual malacha. It's really only the Rabbanan is it aser. It's not the deraisa, and second of all, it's also clearly evident that it's for this what's growing in the sixth year, and not no one would interpret it that it's being done to prepare the ground for shvius. Mishnah continues the list. Mezamenes and atios. The person go ahead and put mezamen. Lashon of the you put zevel. Says the Maran Fulda, you put some type of zevel, some waste on the trees in order to make sure that the trees that the the reason we do this thing is to put something on there. It's a foul-smelling something that we want to make sure that the trees, the animals, the teloyim, don't go in and consume the trees during the year of Shvius when you can't work on them. Or, Misha says, korchon, so you also wrap them. And then he explains to Marfulda, korchon, you put a wrapping around the trees to keep it cooled in the summer when it's hot and keep it warm in the winter. You wrap it around it, and you tie them right together, that it should be considered wrap the trees around it. You put like a band-aid or something around the tree to keep it from a, that it should not, it shouldn't get destroyed over the year, that it will be, it'll droop together because it's too hot, to the heat, or it'll crack itself when it's so cold. So if you wrap them together, it protects the, from the elements of a winter in the summer during the Shemitah when you can't be working on the fields, on the trees. You could put them, offer ashes around the trees again. You could do that as well. The reason for that is also for the same idea. You're putting some type of things around them to cover over the roots that are exposed in the ground that would dry up. So you could put something around it, offer you to be able to put something on it to keep it that it will remain fresh. It won't dry up. You can make also shelters around them. You can put some type of shelter around the tree, and you could put some kind of shade that it shouldn't get affected by the that says the marfud. Regilan nasos ilan geder amma. You make a little fence around the tree. You fill it with earth, with offer. And again, the same idea is to protect it from the elements. On the year that you won't be working on the trees, from the winter and the summer, you protect the trees. Mashkna, so you can even water them. When Shvius began, you're not allowed to water a tree, that you can't do. That's considered Nisr. However, we're talking about over here, until Rosh Hashanah, you can go ahead and you can plant, you can water them. You could be mashka them, you could allow them to be watered, even though it's you're doing it for so-called for the next year, keeping it fresh, keeping it moist. But until Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to do that. And Rosh Hashanah, after that, it's Valdei Aser. It's there. It's considered as if you're actually working the field. So that you can't do. But you can do so until Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah says, Lezer up at Tzedek Omer. And he says, Af Mashkos Anof B'Shvius. You can even go water the branches, even during Shvius itself. Avalovas Eker. You can't go ahead and put water on the base of it, on the branches, on the roots. That of Shvius, that you can't do, but to go ahead and put water on the branches of the Shvius, and the water will drip down into the roots, into the foundation tree, that you can do. So in other words, the Mishnah Tanakhama says that you can't do, and watering is only permitted only before Shvius to Rosh Hashanah. After that, you can't do it. That you can't do. But the second Shita of the Mishnah of Lezabar Sado disagrees with Tanakhama and says you can even do it even after Rosh Hashanah. That the in a way where you're doing it, where you're just doing the branches and it's going to root to fall down, drip down into the thing later, that you're allowed to do. But more of a cooler dick than a Tanakhama. We'll see what the Machlokes is. Says the Mishnah Sakas Abagamakos of Narashan, you let it go smear oil on a pagan, on figs that are not ripe yet. The Mishnah says, knock to make a hole in them until Rosh Hashanah, to allow the things to go in. Their figs are not ripe yet. They're immature, and therefore, if you don't, they're going to die out. So if you go in, you put oil, then you put the hole in there where oil could get in there, it somehow allows it to become, coating it with the freshness of oil, and allowed oil will get into it, and therefore it will be some be able to do this will have some benefit. It'll be able to ripe still while you'll be able to go ahead and use it. So even though the rice is no iser, but the rabbanon we would not allow it. It's a considered a told of planting. However, before Rosh Hashanah, we allow you to go do that, and then doing it for the because now the figs are going to be the unripe figs are going to be benefit now still this year in the 6 years. So we allow you to do that. However, unripe figs on the year before Shvius, that's going to go into Shvius and first get ripe during Shvius, it's growing a 6 year. But Lamaisa, whatever you do is not going to ripen until Shvius comes. So now what you're doing is clearly for the Shvius year that you can't do. Then you can't even do put sakin, you can't put oil on them, you can't make a hole in them, the oil should go into them. Because that's clearly for Shvuas that you can't do, neither on for the Shvuas, because that's the things that will be ripe in Shvuas. That's considered as if you're doing something, that's a tikkun for the fruit for Shvuas, or you're doing it even on the Shvuas here for the next year, even that you can't do. In a place where they're accustomed to smearing, you can't do it. Because it's considered avoda. But when they don't do it, they usually don't do it, then you're allowed to do it, because it's not considered avoda, because it's not usually done. It's not the sixth year you can do it, people don't do it, so it's not really done. Mele, it's not considered an avoda, and therefore you'd be allowed to go ahead and do that. Because it wouldn't be considered an avoda that you're doing something because people don't do it. It's not done on Shvius. Therefore, the look at you like Rav Shimon Matavilon. Rav Shimon said you're allowed to go ahead and to do work on a tree for on Shvius. That you're allowed to Matavilon. You're allowed to be mat there on a tree for Elon. You're allowed to do. Because since one's allowed to work the trees in the year after Shvius, so we say, therefore, for a tree, you're allowed to do that, because it takes time, it won't grow till the eighth year anyway. So therefore, on Shvius, that we said you're allowed to go do that. The question is, what exactly is he allowed? You know, since we say it's a tree that's full of payros and Shvius, you're allowed to do it with Shvius, because it's only going to be right to eat anyway in the next year anyway. So therefore, Rav Shimon's mati to do an Elon for the next year, much as Shvius for the next year, you're allowed to do that. We don't pass like Rav Shimon. And what exactly Rav Shimon's sheet is, we'll see in the Gemara to explain why he is matir. Says the Gemara. Gemara says, Mazam is adni. Misha said, you can't go away. You're allowed to go put on the tios. You're allowed to put things that are spoiled on the tree to keep the toloim away. That you're allowed to do and do that until Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, Mrs. Rebbe. That Misha is according to Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Shita, Harama Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, they allow you to do this. Even in Shvius, you're allowed to do this. Because the Mazam is on Shvius. Have a loy b'moyed. You can't do it in a chalamoyed, but you're allowed to do it on Shvius. Both in Bashvias and on Kalamoid, you can't go ahead and Mazamgim. You can't go cut them. You can't crop them. You can't cut them. You can't cut the branches to make sure that it grows, come out of the ground. That you can't do. That you're not allowed to do. Mazamgim, you can't do. That you can't do. The Noitul is a Royer, but to go ahead, where it didn't go ahead. And you ought to take off the worms that you see. In other words, don't notice a roya, what you see. So the I go with to go prune this tree, to play this tree, that it should not get damaged at all, that you can't do. It's in the ground, it didn't even go out of the ground, that you can't do. But if you're looking at a tree and you actually see worms on the tree, then you know, you're not the maslian, we said, but you could take over what you see, even the chalamoin. Says the Rafuldo. Abish aimlessly, even though you're not allowed to go and take worms off a tree, that's only things that are in the tree, in the roots, in the ground. But to take off trees that worms that you see on the tree itself, even mechalamoid, you're allowed to do that. Not a malacha, you're allowed to do it even on chalamoid. That you can do. Says the Gemara. That we said, malacha, you're allowed to do. One wants to know why can. What's the reason why we can't do it? Yossi, I'm Rabbi Abayi. Abayi asks the Shah, my bezal no osabayis. Then what's the difference? Why malacha is you go ahead to put mezamin, to put the difference, you got to go put some things to smell to keep the toloim away. What's in between that and making a fence around the tree where you're building a shelter for the tree? That we said a lot to do to Rosh Hashanah. By mazim, we allowed to do even in Shvius. But also bias, we said only unto Rosh Hashanah. You can protect the tree only, you can do it to Rosh Hashanah. What's the difference between the two? Both are the same. Both of them only doing to protect the tree's health. Why is one mutter for the whole year Shvius, and why is one mutter only unto Rosh Hashanah? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, mazameh ne kamesha shayna. So the Gemara answers, putting on a mazameh, a material that's going to smell, that's going to be bad, the toloim will stay away from it, the insects will stay away from it. Then it's only like you're protecting, you're guarding the tree. You're not doing the tree, you're just protecting it shouldn't get ruined. But the house that you're building around it, a shelter, is providing shade for the tree. And that's mamish going to grow machmaso. It's going to make the thing grow better. But if that's mamish directly into the tree, that you can't do on Shvi, is only for Rosh Hashanah, you can't do it during Shvi itself. So with something you're not doing, you're not really doing anything to the tree. When you're putting the random material on the tree, you're just putting a skalkel. You're protecting the tree, lo yiskalkel, that it shouldn't get ruined. It shouldn't become a skalkel. But you're not doing anything for the tree itself. But here, the bias you're building is actually protecting the tree. You're protecting it around the tree. That alone would be considered us to do that. You can't do that. It's mamish like you're embedding the tree on Shvi'as, and that would be considered usher to do on Shvi'as. That you can't do. But similarly, we learned in the Mishnah that we had a Mishnah that the sales is a magmak of zayis, a person who splits wood from an olive tree, doing Shvi'as, you cannot cover it with earth. You can go cover it with stones of straw. The Gemara said, what's the nafkamina? Why is the difference? Why can you do one, not the other? Because what's in between two? Same question. What's in between the heart, between straw, and between offer? Both of them are considered. Both of them, you're bettering the thing. So what should be why one mutter, why is one usher? Both of them are considered as you're protecting the tree from drying out. The Gemara said the same svara. Straw only is like you're putting shami. You're just putting a shami there to protect it from harm. But you're not really doing anything for the tree itself. But earth, it goes like you're making for the tree, mud for the tree. You're giving it more. You're giving it earth. You're giving it ability to grow from there, and it gets unique from there. It gets growth from there, and therefore that's mamish directly to the tree itself. That's why it's asik to anshli. Is that you can't do the same story that we just gave over here, where I say it's time to brisa. V'yos ben kufay mishram v'yos ben shema ben shami yomim mashke ala nofi yod al ikar. Before Shvi'as, you can pour water on the branches and allow it to go down into the base of the tree. That you can do. So Omi Mashka based on nobody, no, Rishon disagrees and said you're allowed to go ahead and water even the wood, the tree itself, the base and the branches. Either way, you can do both of them. There's no nafkamina between Shvi'as or not. Before Shvi'as, there's no issue with Shvi'as according to base hill. You can do it even directly water it where it's directly on the base of it. You can do it itself. So the Gemara says, we'll see different shitas of what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. Beis Yana, Rav Yanai, Mashk V'Salar. The people in the house of Rav Yanai, Mashk V'Salar, they used to go ahead and water the trees using a basket. That's how they used to water the trees. They pulled water on a basket, and the water would go out of the basket into the tree. That's how it would go. That's Rav Yanai allowed them to do it in such a way. That even on the branches or in the tree itself, he would not do directly. Only with a salar, he would put into a basket, and the basket would fall out onto the tree itself. B'Yamazadeh, he would also water trees in the basket. He would allow them to water trees using a basket and also afterwards butter to hoe around the tree that all of it with the water would get around to absorb the entire tree. Not only just to water the tree, but even to go ahead, distribute the water along, that it would be able to go ahead, that it should go into the roots. Break the Gemara, can miskaven of Zaretz? How you gotta do that? Didn't you make sure you go, that's miskaven to go to make the ground better? That's Father Yosef. How could you do that? How could you say you're allowed to do that? Gemara doesn't answer the Shaila. In other words, Enochanami, Gemara says, Bitmiya v'loy mashin. The Marufal says the Gemara didn't answer the Shaila. How are you allowed to do that? That's mamish putting directly better in the ground to prepare the tree. That's Father Yosef on Shvi'as. Why would you allow to do that? The Gemara doesn't answer the Shaila according to the Marufalda. Talk to more Vaita. Mara says, "Beyond the Rabbi Chiyah Rava, in the days of Rabbi Rava, I would mashkin tekloy. They would water palm trees. They would water palm trees during Shvi'as, but Knishta Chadat v'Kavrate. We use a new broom or a palm leaf to go ahead and distribute the water throughout the tree. That they would allow you to do. They'd use a unfreed the column, the branches of the decal tree that would be tied together like a broom, and they would go ahead and sweep the water into throughout the different distribute the water throughout. That's what he would use. That's what the Mara Fulda explains." Mishnah is sucking his apagi. You let it go smear oil on unripe figs and then make a hole in it and allow the oil to go there to make the figs better. The Gemara says, you're allowed to go do that. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about? The Gemara says, we learned the Mishnah, you're allowed to go sucking his apagi. You're allowed to go ahead and put oil around the unripe figs until Rosh Hashanah. Tanabrabi Rabbi says, Elohim, these are the things we're talking about. Pagi Erev Shvi'as Nekasul Shvi'as. The only case we're talking about where we allow you is figs that are not unripe figs before Shvi'as that are going to go in to enter the Shvi'as year, that will die out, they won't be able to grow. So you're putting them in there now so that they could go ahead and have some type of growth even before the year Shvi'as comes. That they'll be after Shvi'as, they'll be able to be enough to be able to use them. That's the case. Gemara says, Relezen Mastis. Relezen learns the case according to our Mishnah. We only allow you to do it in the 6th year, only to go ahead until Shvi'as, until Rosh Hashanah. After that, you can't do it. not that it's going to be used on Shvi'is. Avyokon Agadi B'tanah the Rebbe. Avyokon is the way the Rebbe learned it, that even to go ripe, but even if it's going to go ahead, even if it won't ripen before Shvi'is, you're allowed to go and do that. So we have a machlokes as to what the Mishnah's halacha is when we say you're allowed to be pagin, and to what, when you're allowed to do it, in the sixth year, until the beginning of the seventh year, or even if it's going to get ripe in the seventh year. I'll die to Rebbe Lezer. According to Rebbe Lezer, said you're allowed to go ahead and only do it where it's going to go ahead, where it won't be ripe in the first Hashanah, but if you delaka, if you're coming to be makel and saying that you're allowed to go do that, even though it's not the normal way to do it, you're allowed to do it. That of Yerikanon, lo bar of Yudah ele hakmer, is coming to be makmer and say it's usher to do so, that you can't do. To do figs, you can't do it, any heter at all, under the Mishnah, in this case, on the Mishnah where you're allowed to go it, where the minig is to do it, before Shvi'is, you're allowed to do it, but anytime after that, the minig is not to do it, or it's not done after Shvi'is, that he would never allow to do that. That would be the Machlokes Samarayim, as to where you're understanding the plot in the Mishnah's case of what the Mishnah allows you to do, what the Mishnah doesn't allow you to do.